We voted yes on each item on the city's mail-in ballot. Four separate general obligation bonds and six proposed amendments to the Las Cruces City Charter's recall provisions. The bonds would fund good things for the community, replace a deteriorated firehouse, build a new animal shelter, and create or improve parks, trails, and athletic fields. City officials didn't initially propose the total package. Their proposal was more modest. A long public input process revealed that citizens wanted additional improvements. The overall plan is based on community needs, not some ivory tower concept. The bonds would increase real estate taxes a bit. On a $100,000 house, you'd pay an extra $70, about $1.35 per week, or the cost of 5.5 packs of cigarettes during the year. If someone on a fixed income said she or he couldn't afford that, I couldn't argue, but if you can, I'd respectfully suggest that contributing that way to our community is worth it. It costs nothing to amend the charter. The right to recall elected officials is important, but can be abused. A few years ago, rich folks, mostly from outside the city, abused it because they didn't like the minimum wage hike. They used paid canvassers, some wild lies, and other tricks to garner signatures. The city spent money dealing with the recall effort. Councillors and citizens had to uncover canvassers' misconduct and fight back. We nearly had to pay for a special election. The non-financial cost was a widened chasm between people, a bitter rift in the community. The new rules would track the state rules, which apply to the county. We still could recall councillors, but we'd need demonstrable grounds, such as illegal or improper conduct, not just political differences. Before gathering signatures, recall proponents would present their case to a judge. The judge would determine whether there was probable cause. I was involved in that recall fight. It was a mess. My suggestions for improvement were somewhat different from these, but these proposals are far better for our community than the existing charter language. They'd also give the city clerk longer to inspect petitions and give petitioners only one shot at gathering enough signatures. The proposed amendments on the ballot would spare us another such divisive and costly event. People we vote in could concentrate on their jobs, not on repelling recall attacks. Once the community elects someone, that should stand, absent actual malfeasance or criminal conduct. So, we cheerfully voted yes to all these proposals. I hope you vote for most or all of them.